Planning Development Committee will come to order. Given the hour and the board meeting, what we have to do, I'm going to suggest that we do this briefly. I'm specifically going to suggest that the item B, which is the 7,000 series rail car report, that we carry that over to the next meeting. This is something important that board members need to know about, because there's a fairly substantial change, redesign really, of our basic rail car in advance of what will be the next significant capital purchase we make. So I'm going to ask for information to be provided in advance of that next meeting, and for board members to come prepared to talk about that and understand it at the next meeting. We also have a joint development guidelines that is an information item, but I'm going to ask momentarily for essentially an abbreviated report on that, because they're going to be coming forward for action the next time. First, however, we do have the minutes of the September 13th, 2007 meeting that have been presented. Is there any corrections to the minutes? Or perhaps you'd like to have them approved as presented?
Move approval.
Moved and seconded. All in favor of the motion to approve the minutes as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. The minutes are accepted as presented. Okay, so the one item that we will briefly introduce, and you have the documents to look over for action, is the joint development guidelines. Mr. Vodicott. I believe we have the chairman of the task force is here.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Gus Bauman is here, chair of task force, attorney at Lothmer, Beveridge and Diamond.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bauman, and thank you for both your work on this and your patience.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'll do the 60-second version, given the lateness of the hour. I want to note for the record that several members of the task force were here earlier, and Yolanda Cole regretted that she had to leave a little while ago, as did Cheryl Court a little while ago. Here still remaining is Art Turner from Prince George's County. I take it that you all did receive the task force report on joint development. Basically, it has 17 findings and 38 recommendations. It basically says that WMATA's joint development process is broken, severely broken. We wrote this in plain English, simple Anglo-Saxon words, and short declarative sentences.
Some of them are Norman French.
And our findings and recommendations and the explanation basically take a half page to about a page for each one. But the long and short of it is that the 21 members of the task force that I chaired were all non-WMATA people. We were appointed by the former interim general manager. The current general manager has embraced our report, and we worked very closely and with great leadership with a fellow sitting to my right, Matt Bodekheimer. This report spares nobody. We commend it to you before you take your action next month. Those 38 recommendations are divided in two parts, process and policy. The process here has been deplorable. That's what the task force is saying. The policy side has been very, very poorly executed. And we point to where the problems lie, and we point to where you can fix them. The general manager has already commenced doing that. And we commend him and Mr. Bodekheimer very much for starting to move on this even before it has come to your direct attention for action. So with that said, glad to have served for you. It was a joy. In any event, thank you.
We're going to be bringing the updated guidelines, joint development guidelines that are responsive to the task force recommendations in the committee and planning committee in January. We have distributed the guidelines that we've drafted, and we've I think distributed to you all or the guidelines as we as staff have updated them to this point. We distributed the guidelines to the members of the task force, to the members of the RAC, to the jurisdictional coordinating committee, to yourselves. We are expecting hoping to get comments back on the guidelines through the 21st, the end of next Friday. We sent the guidelines out last week. And we hope to take this period from December 21st to our mail out to you January 4th to incorporate all the input that we get, as much of it as we can, and then we will have an action and, I guess, further discussion on January 10th. And that's the brief presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Bodekheimer. Again, this is going to be an important action item. Are there any questions right now, Mr. Jinko?
Well, I just want to thank Mr. Bauman and certainly the members of the committee, which included my wife, who is a planner. I had the opportunity to sit in most of the meetings myself. even before I knew I'd be a WMATA board member, so, and then the last two when I actually had been appointed but not sworn in as yet, so. So you did a great job, and in fact, it was very frank and very lively, the discussions. There was not always agreement on many of the issues, but I think the consensus was reached on all of them. And so I want to commend the task force and certainly you, Mr. Bauman, for your chairmanship.
Well, I want to thank you, and I'd like to raise one point as to that point that has just been made to this committee, and that is that the frankness and candor of our recommendations and our findings, we never took a vote. At every meeting, I'll have you all know that we had frank and candid discussions with your staff and with a lot of people in the community. The 21 people that we were, if you look at the task force list of 21, you will notice that they represented development community, civic and environmental community, and the government community. No elected officials were on the task force, and at every discussion that we had, we managed to come up with the statement of the problem. If you read nothing else, folks, please read the one-page statement of the problem. It encapsulates for you what the real problem at WMATA is. But the statement of the problem, the findings, the recommendations, we never took a vote. It was all by a consensus of 21 very different people. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank Mr. Bauman and Mr. Turner and all the members of the committee for doing a fabulous job. It was a yeoman's job. I'm sure it was a thankless job. I've been all through this report and the guidelines that were sent to us. Knowing a little bit about the development process, it was really, really comprehensive. You've done a spectacular job, and I just wanted to convey that to you. I had the opportunity to work with Mr. Bauman and Mr. Turner in a previous life, and I know the caliber and quality of your work, and just wanted to thank you again for your efforts here. And we have a lot of work to do.
We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I had the opportunity to, you know, see the report initially, and I am looking forward to the opportunity to really get into it, and it will be a main item of business for us. For the questions,
let me just say I commend you all for the work for this report. And I mentioned it to Matt early on when some of these responsibilities that I was hoping that our joint development program gets closer to the intent that we had as professional government when we designed it. And your early report and recommendations clearly aligns us much closer to that.
Again, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you next month. Our next month agenda will include action on this item, one other action item, and the discussion of the 7,000 series rail car development. That concludes the business and the Planning Development Committee. How much? When are you convening? Board meeting? On adjournment, 5 minutes? What do you
have? 5 minutes, maybe give the time to break.
5 minutes, the chairman will be convening the board meeting. This committee is adjourned.